Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
This is the Beauty Authority Podcast, hosted by Dr. Vicky Bello
and Katrina Razon.
What's up, you guys? Welcome to the Beauty Authority Podcast. I am Dr. Vicky Bello, cosmetic dermatologist and surgeon.
I am Katrina Razon, yoga teacher, holistic health coach. Let's talk about anything beauty, health, and wellness. Hi, Dr. Vicky. What have you been watching this week?
Hello, Kat. So this week, I've been binging on Feel Good Things. I miss traveling so much. So I discovered the show on Netflix, which everyone is actually talking about, Emily in Paris. And it just shows what a beautiful city it is. And it's all about beautiful, you know, scenery. She has beautiful clothes. Can you imagine? She's a mid-level executive, but she has all the designer clothes. It's made by the same guy who made Sex and the City. So it's kind of the same vibe. Of course, I like Sex and the City more. It was much more witty because there were four. She's all alone. But yeah. I just pretend I'm in Paris and I feel better. What about you, Kat? What have you been up to?
Oh my gosh. You know, I miss travel too. And it seems like the escapism of that show is really, you know, making people feel better and taking them to another place. I, on the other hand, have been binge watching the new horror show on Netflix called The Haunting of Bly Manor, which is The Haunting of Hill House's follow-up. Given that it's October and it's Halloween coming up, I've just been cooped up at home with my brother, just binge watching this scary show.
Scary.
I mean, it's very difficult to follow up The Haunting of Hill House. So I'm not going to spoil anything because I know Hill House was such a huge phenomenon, but I'm just going to not say my thoughts, but at least it's something new to look forward to, because that's one thing that I've struggled with this year is because the cinemas aren't open. Like, there's nothing very new coming out or being released, no?
Right. So I guess, thank you, Netflix. And who else? Cinemax, Disney Plus. Anyway, right. What else? Have you been seeing your friends or anything?
Well, you know, everyone's a bit nervous to see each other still because, you know, cases in Manila are still high. So we're all just taking precautions. But one thing that all of my friends are experiencing amidst panic, you know, all of us are messaging each other saying, oh my God, like I'm in a slump because my skin just needs R&R because I'm getting breakouts in the areas where I wear my mask. And I looked up on, you know, different sources, and apparently what they're experiencing is maskne. Can you give our listeners an idea of what maskne is, the absolute definition of maskne, and why a lot of people are experiencing this now that we're all wearing our masks?
So maskne is just putting two words together, basically mask and acne. So before, we used to get acne in our T-zone, right? But now, like last week, I broke out where my mask was covering my face. So that's because of acne mechanica. Acne mechanica is, rubbing of your mask against your face. Of course, you can't avoid talking. And when we move our mouths, the mask goes up and down. Even if you're a good person, a good girl, and you follow instructions and you don't touch your mask with your hands because you're supposed to keep your hands away from your face, the fact that you talk makes it go up and down. But I'm not a good
person. It creates that friction.
You create that friction. It can also be folliculitis, the covering of your hair follicles. We do have hair follicles on our face. Every hair follicle has an oil gland attached to it. And so, you know, and now that we're keeping the mask on, oil can't seem to evaporate that much. So, and then the mask, of course, accumulates, makes our bacteria from our mouth bounce back to our face around the area of the mask. So, you know, it's a bad combination, dark, oily, a friction,
humidity, bacteria.
And that's really a petri dish for acne. And then, of course, we have allergic contact dermatitis, which is maskne that can be caused by some allergy or irritation. Usually it's more rashes, but it can also be acne. A lot of people, like I am, seem to be allergic to the N95 and the fibers, and it's so closed. or the adhesive that can sometimes, you know, touch our skin and then we get allergic to it. So there's so many causes about it. But I know that you researched and you know some global trends about what's happening with maskne. Can you tell us more about it, Kat? Yeah.
It's interesting because people in the medical professions, and we just want to say kudos to all of the frontliners, the healthcare workers who, and our essential workers who are working around the clock to fight this horrible, horrible pandemic, and who are working tirelessly, who haven't seen their families. So we just want to say a big thank you to you for being incredibly heroic in throughout this time. And with that being said, maskne is a new problem. It has been a problem in the medical profession, such as nurses and doctors who have to wear it for long hours. It's also in the sports profession. Football players experience acne around where the helmets are or the chin guards, where it creates a lot of friction, rubbing, and trapping a lot of bacteria in this chin, the jawline area. And according to the Business of Fashion, at-home beauty tools like facial steamers, serums including vitamin C and hyaluronic acid have been among the top rising beauty products during this pandemic. And it's mainly used to address this phenomenon of maskne, because since we're all wearing our masks now to protect ourselves and to protect our loved ones, it's creating this widespread awareness. You know, at first it created panic because, you know, whenever we have acne, we always think the worst of the worst. But it's also very nice to know that you're not the only person experiencing this, but it's happening all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just like to ask you, Dr. Vicky, as someone who is an expert in her field, but, you know, what are some of the most proactive ways to preventing maskne and some of the most proactive ways to treat and manage it?
Okay, so I think you have to accept that it is acne, even if it's in another place. So the acne medicines do work, you know, as usual. There's also stress. So I've always spoken about the four causes of acne. One is hormonal. And I think we're all a bit hormonal with the stress. You know, it can really cause havoc on our hormones. Our diet might not be good. You know, Hayden is so funny because he is such a healthy eater the whole day. And then at 10 p.m., it's almost like clockwork. He'll say, "I need chips." And I go, no, go to sleep. Go to sleep. Just sleep it off. "No, I need chips." I go, "Hayden, you've been so good the whole day. You've been eating salads and, you know, broiled chicken, et cetera, et cetera. Please don't ruin it by eating chips." And he won't listen to me. It's almost like, "I need air." So he goes out and he gets some chips. And I think people are really emotionally eating now. So
yeah,
they're eating a lot more of the bad stuff, especially fried food, chocolate with nuts. As I always say, chocolate's fine. And the chips and all these things. So you should avoid that. Now, the type of masks to wear. So this is controversial, because if you're talking about protecting yourself and protecting other people, the best mask to wear is really an N95 or a K98 or something, the Korean version. But it's so closed that for sure, like my staff in the clinic are all getting acne, especially in the operating room, because they're always wearing this N95 mask. And that's the worst thing. It's always rubbing against your skin. You need a break. Yeah. I think you should take a break every 2 hours. Just go to some isolated place, remove your mask, etc. First, be very hygienic in your cleansing of your face. Double cleanse, like we talked about before. Don't use any irritating products in the morning when you're going to use your mask the whole day. So alpha hydroxy acids or retinol should be applied in the evening, not in the morning, because the mechanical chafing against your skin would be bad. Masks, I think if you're a normal person and you're not in the health profession or in the front line, maybe we can go, because the best masks are cotton masks, 100%. Cotton masks. Don't use any other kind of material, especially anything with any synthetic material. Just really stick to cotton. The problem with that is you're definitely protected, but are you protecting other people? And of course, this is the kind of time where we think about others as well. So when you look at a cotton mask, hold it against the light. No light should be coming through. If not, then your spaces are way too big. The other thing is, have you seen these cotton masks? Do you ever wear them, Kat?
Yes. My friends who have a brand called Toka, T-O-Q-A, they make cotton masks that are adjustable to your head size, but they also created a pocket inside the mask where you could put a filter.
Yeah, so that's very important that you put a filter for your own protection and the protection of the people around you, because this coronavirus is so tiny, it can go through, you know, very small spaces in the cloth. So the filter or even two filters would be an added protection for everybody. So you should use that. If you are breaking out already, we have a good product at Bello Essentials, not actually Bello Medical Group. It's a bee venom. It's very natural, but it does dry up the acne. So you do spot treatments on the acne. So before you put your mask on, you should use a salicylic acid pad. That's a beta hydroxy. You can clean your whole face with it. I think this time we can use a whole pad because it seems like oiliness is much worse, especially around the area of the mask. And then you get another pad and then you clean the mask. Now, if you can't get your hands on the oil control pads by ZO, the best alternative, I guess, would be to use alcohol, 70% isopropyl alcohol in a spritzer. So don't put alcohol in your skin. I don't think that's very good, but put it on the mask. Or if you have the oil control pads, you get the pad and then you kind of rub it on the mask so that it kills the bacteria. It won't bounce back to your face. And it keeps your skin from growing on top because it's a beta hydroxy acid. So it stops the skin from accumulating and blocking your oil gland. So that way, you know, it's a good thing to have. And I think in the middle of the day, like lunchtime, it would be good to also cleanse your face. Of course, your hands are very important. We can't emphasize enough, don't touch your face. But since a lot of that is not a voluntary, it's not a conscious thing to keep touching your mask. I know I'm very guilty of it. So just make sure that your hands are really, really clean. And then in the evening, you should have an antibacterial solution that you can apply. So either erythromycin or Dalacin. We have an acne kit in Bello that's very good. Then you follow it up with a oil control pad again and tretinoin or exfoliating oxaliton. I would do tretinoin if it's the first time you're using tretinoin, use it at 0.025. Are you using tretinoin or retinol at all?
No.
It's really great because it helps with the acne and it also helps with aging. So you kill two birds with one stone. I guess what people have to realize is the difference between retinoic acid and retinol. So basically they're both derived from vitamin A, but retinoic acid is more aggressive, more irritating because it's an acid, but it works better. So you start off at 0.025 and then you can go up to 0.05. I would never go higher than that. It's too irritating. With retinol, though, it would be good to start at 1% because they say anything less than 1% retinol, since it's not an acid, really won't work that well. We don't have it, but the acne pads are really patches. These little things. If you already have acne and you can't go to your doctor, your dermatologist, or have it cleaned by a professional facialist, not a parlor one, please. Because professional ones have the training, like we train our people for 6 months. The best thing to do, I think, what I do is I get the bee venom from Bello Essentials. I dab it on my pimples and then I cover it with these acne patches, which are like flesh-looking band-aids and made from hydrocolloid material that absorb the oil. And then it keeps the venom in contact with the pimple longer so it dries up. It also protects your pimple from getting chafed by the mask. I think that's the way. You leave it on for the whole day so that, you know, you dry up your acne. Please don't manipulate your acne. Do you prick your acne? Yeah, tell me the truth.
Never, never, ever, ever.
Wow, I'm so impressed with you.
It's funny because we have like this strange culture on social media where I have a lot of friends actually who, you know, they'll tell me off the side and say, you know what my guilty pleasure is on Instagram? And they'll show me an Instagram page and their videos of like them extracting like pustules on the face, extracting blackheads in a very like micro level. And you see like all the pus. And there's also Dr. Sandra, who is known as Dr. Pimple Popper. And it's become like this weird obsession with people in my generation that just love to watch this. And then they get excited also. So they'll order the tools, like those extracting tools. Mm-hmm. And then they'll, you know, they'll call me and be like, I want to cry because now my nose is so red and they make it look so easy in YouTube. But it's actually like my nose is completely destroyed. My pimples are bleeding.
And everything, right?
Yeah, yeah. And like you said in a previous podcast that we recorded a while back, but you said that you should not prick your pimple from above scenarios.
Hi guys, before we move on with the rest of the show, I just wanted to let you know that this podcast is brought to you by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. If you're a podcaster and you need help with your show's data or even monetizing your show, go visit podmetrics.co and sign up for free using my code BEAUTYAUTHORITY. Now, back to the show.
You're listening to the Beauty Authority Podcast with Dr. Vicky Bello and Katrina Razon.
There is an angle to every pimple. It's I think of pimples as a volcano, right? So remember how they used to say Mayon volcano is the perfect cone, but yeah. Now that it's been erupting, it's not the perfect, but the top is covered, right? Or before it explodes. So there's pus accumulating underneath with bacteria, etc. It's down there. Also, I guess another good analogy would be a glazier. How do you pronounce glazier? So you only see the top of the glazier, you see the pimple, yeah. But underneath, 80% of it is underwater. So the pus and everything is underwater. There is a point, and you have to get the point straight on. It's important not to prick it near. You have to be kind of far from the thing so that you get the dirt from underneath. Anyway, I don't want to teach how to do it because even if I do teach you, you need a lot of practice. So that's why I practice for 6 months. I used to prick pimples when I first started my practice. Actually, that's why I got into dermatology, because I love to prick pimples and I had such bad skin.
Was it satisfying for you?
It's so satisfying. In fact, I have a video on my IG and I told all my facialists, come on, let's collect because we have so many patients. So let's post it.
Yes, can you post and share?
Yes, but there is you feel so good when the pus comes out. But if it's a glazier and only the top 40% of the pus came out and the other 60% moved to the side, then tomorrow you will have pimples on the side of your original pimple and you're in worse trouble. So I think you're very right in not trying to pluck it. The blackheads on the nose, people get very giggle.
Excited with those tapes, those really strong adhesive tapes on the nose. And then when you're trying, parang like when you slowly even lift it up, the tears are already streaming from your eyes.
Well, that's
like those Jeju, it's like this new Jeju mask that you put on your nose. But then when you
strip
it out, yeah, you're just like, the tears do not stop coming down your face.
It's like waxing so your nose, right?
Yeah, and
So does it work though? Because I've never tried it. I don't know patients who try it because they come to the clinic to have their pimples and blackheads extracted. So do you have friends who try that tape that tapes brings out all the blackheads? Does it work? And does it?
Well, I know I have a lot of friends, especially the ones from the States. Actually, they come to like SM and they see the Korean branded blackhead tapes and they hoard it because they're like, this is the best one. And then I see them put it on and they have to take like deep breaths in between the process of removing it completely because it's so painful. I've done it once and I don't want to be in pain as I'm taking this thing off. It doesn't feel good.
But you can see like the blackheads in there with the
And that's the satisfying part is when you're looking at, even if it's like a charcoal face mask, like the Bosia and like those big charcoal ones. And then you see like even like the hair, the face hair. There's something so satisfying about it.
Well, anyway, we should go into face mapping because although Masi is a new acne, it's still acne, right? So again, irritating it by pulling on your mask, rubbing, etc. is bad. Some people have rosacea. So this can aggravate the situation. Rosacea, how do you know you have rosacea? When you have redness you know, around the nasal area in the cheeks, you're a little red. On your chin, you get pimples. It's probably rosacea. If you do have that, there's a laser for it. The one you tried, Advaclear. So we have a new laser, the yellow laser, that's very good for acne. Kind of treats acne permanently and rejuvenates your skin at the same time. So that would be a really good thing to do. Vivace also hits the hair follicle and dries up the oil glands. So that's something you can do. But talking about face mapping, I think this is something everybody should know. So you were talking about helmets and football players. I don't think that can resonate too well with Filipinos because we're not into American football, right? We're more into soccer or European football. But a lot of people love to wear, especially when people can't take care of their hair, you know, these baseball caps. And yeah, that's really bad. That's really bad. It's the same thing as having a mask on your maskne area. You're basically having a mask on the area near your hair or your, you know, hair follicles in the top. And again, the baseball, it's rubbing. Especially
right,
when you use it upside down. You know how they keep the thing in the back? There's a plastic thing that keeps the size of the baseball cap that keeps rubbing against your head. So if you find also hair products, people are very into hair products now, gel and mud, and I don't know what else they're using. That can clog your pores and create acne. So if you have a lot of acne in your hairline, in front of your ears, then more or less you know that that's from your hair products. It could also be from your shampoo or mechanical rubbing from the cap. So don't.
Yeah, or the keratin. Excess keratin can also lead to breakouts along the hairline.
Not only that, you tend to lose your hair in that area because all that rubbing also kills, you know, the hair follicles in a way. It damages it. And for women, you like pulling back your hair, Kat. So I don't know how tight your ponytail is, but you call the traction alopecia when you pull too hard and you're pulling on the hair strands in the front of the face. So you're pulling that hair and you'll see that your hairline keeps getting higher and higher. And it's probably because you're tying your hair back too much. So when you do that, make sure after you put your elastic band, then you kind of loosen up your hair and bring it forward so you don't get this hair. But I digress. We're talking about acne. So if you have just developed acne and it's not around the mask area, but everywhere, it could be a sign of stress. It could be a sign of eating the wrong food. So it's hormonal, so you should go to your doctor and have it. You know, maybe you can get on some birth control pill. The YAN35 is wonderful because it has very high estrogen and it will keep your skin clear. But please don't do this without medical supervision, either from a dermatologist or an obstetrician, because they know your cycle. If you're the type to break out just prior to your cycle, then there's a 1 week period when your hormones are so high. If you break out at that time, then you do need to already anticipate it and either put more antibacterial solution in the chin area around that time or any, be a little more aggressive instead of once a day, make it twice a day. And if ever, sometimes I don't really like to recommend this. I mean, I would rather do it naturally, like eating lettuce a lot and kale to clean, detoxify, you know, bring
broccoli as well.
Yes, and probiotics like kimchi or sauerkraut and stuff like that. But if all else fails, then you can do Vivace on that area and really kill. We have another machine called Agnes. It's very, very potent in terms of really killing the oil gland. And you won't get...
And I tried the Vivace and the Advilite very recently. And the Advilite is the only yellow light in the Philippines, right? What does the yellow light do compared to, let's say, the red, the blue, the purple lights?
So the yellow light is a 589. When we talk about wavelengths, you know, there's a whole electromagnetic spectrum, like, you know, like UVA is 320, I think, UVB, you know, those things. So the Advilite is a 589, penetrates deeper into the skin and it hits pigment and it hits blood vessels. When you're inflamed, because a lot of things are about inflammation, you do create a lot of new blood vessels. And so it controls this. It also increases your collagen and elastin, which in a way shrinks your oil gland as well. So you shrink the oil gland. So it's a wonderful laser because it does, it's multi-purpose. Most of the lasers tend to be just one purpose. Like, for example, the V-beam, which is a 595, only hits blood vessels. But the 589, the yellow wavelength, is for skin rejuvenation, increasing the elastin and the collagen, which will shrink your oil gland. And that's like, you know, babies, they don't have hormones, but also they have so much collagen and elastin, there's no space for the oil gland to get bigger and bigger. Almost. Hmm. It stays its normal size. And so that's why it's really, really good. And it rejuvenates the skin. I don't know if they showed you half face or if you're too young to see the difference. But I know we did Piola Pasquale last Saturday. That's his favorite laser, the Advalite Advareju. And we did half face. And what a difference. You know, the face that we did was so lifted. His eyes were lifted. His eyebrow was lifted. His jawline was so much better. And we took a picture and it's extremely obvious. Maybe we'll post it on IG. So, you know, first of all, the wavelength is naturally, if it's a laser, it's a natural color. But then people like to fool people into saying they have a laser when they don't. A laser is much more precise. It attacks a particular chromophore or a target cell. It doesn't have side effects. But many people, for example, the IPL, the intense pulse light, they call that a laser. And it's not. It's just light. And it's milder. It's not as strong as a laser. It's much milder, but they'll say it's a laser so they can charge more. And that one has a broad spectrum, so it's not specific. The Advalite also shrinks the pores. So when you shrink the pores, then you have less oiliness, less blackheads, less whiteheads. So make sure, I just want to tell you, IPL stands for intense pulse light. Obviously, it's not a laser. It's not a focused laser beam. It's almost like light from your ceiling, except that it has color. Now, when you have lights, we do use, we call it the Inara. So the Inara, several wavelengths. You have blue when you have acne. It kills the cutiform acne, the bacteria, and it makes the pores smaller. Then you have a red, which is anti-inflammatory and makes your skin calmer. Then you have a yellow, which is for rejuvenation. But the AdvaClear and AdvaReju, they cover all. So that's why it's my favorite laser, because it is three different wavelengths, a 589, a 1319, a 532, 1064. So it's really advanced technology that it's been able to put three or four different wavelengths in one go. And did you find it painful, Kat?
No, not at all. It actually was very, very, very easy, very comfortable. And I noticed a huge improvement in my skin texture. And I'm not just saying this, but I noticed it immediately right after. It was amazing.
Well, I'm so glad because I really, really love it. It only took, what, 10, 15 minutes? It's not painful, no need for anesthesia. It's a little warm, not even hot. And I love it.
Yeah, and there's no downtime at all, which is also great. And you know, you notice it immediately. Like, I think the next morning I woke up and I noticed that I was not nearly as oily as I was because, you know, living in such humid climate, especially now during the rainy season where we haven't seen the sun in like weeks.
In the morning, it just disappears in the afternoon.
Yeah, so sad. But yeah, I didn't really notice a huge improvement. And again, it's the only yellow light in the Philippines. And
we're the only one in Asia. We're so proud. Wow. We're the only one in Asia. It's a product from Denmark. And that's why I think Bella Medical Group is special, because we do go around the world looking for the best products. We don't just depend on med reps who go to our office and say, this is the best or that's the best. We actually do the research just like you do. We learn so much from Kat about cosmetic products because she does her research. And so I felt that she would be the perfect co-host because she's very inquisitive and serious. Are you a good student? Because you research things like you're studying for an exam. It's like you're so obsessive compulsive about everything.
I love studying. I love being a learner. I'm actually, I think this year, because of lockdown, I did 15 online courses.
Wow.
And I'm currently doing three more. One on the fascia. I love anatomy. Anatomy is like it's kind of like
you should have been a doctor, Kat. You would have been a great dermatologist.
No, the issue is that, like, you know, I have to watch and analyze dissection videos, and I almost fainted when my hero Thomas Myers was and showing a demo of the human lungs with air being pumped into it, and I literally almost fell off my chair because how do doctors do this?
Yeah, it's fascinating. You have to love it. I hope Scarlett will be one because she loves to watch Grey's Anatomy and she likes to see all the intestines being opened and the lungs being pumped.
So, she's brave.
Why is Thomas Myers your idol?
Who yeah, he is because he's one of the first anatomists to bring, besides Ida Rolph, of course. Ida Rolph is like a hero. Thomas Myers is one of the first anatomists to bring the fascia into the public consciousness because, you know, he has this seminal book called Anatomy Trays, and he's very against isolating muscle groups. So he will blatantly say that the dumbest exercise machine in a gym is those machines where you're sitting down and you're meant to wrap your legs underneath this tool and you're supposed to do these quad presses.
Mm-hmm.
Like when, in what situation are you sitting down and you're working your quads like that?
Unless you
have a baby on your lap or a child on your lap,
but he says
we have to look at the body as a whole system through the fascia, because if we only look at the muscles, we're not addressing the whole connective tissue. And for example, like if you want to release your shoulders, you can't just target the shoulders. The problem in the shoulders is coming out from something else in your body. So that involves opening and releasing your chest, releasing your hips also. And as I was telling you earlier, issues with the knee are caused by things with the foot, with the quads. It's a fascinating system, and I'm really excited about fascia studies and more about connective tissue and how we can better heal as we move our bodies.
Yes, nobody's ever paid attention to fascia ever, and suddenly in the last 3 years, it's just exploded. There is a TED Talk. I don't know if you saw it, but it's such a clear picture to me, and that's how I understood fascia very well, because even in med school, we just thought of it as a glistening lining of the muscle, no big deal. We cut through that and then we get to the muscle. So there was really not much attention being poured into that. But I saw this TED Talk on fascia, and they had this guy come in and he was painted. He was wearing a body stocking and he was painted. The muscles were painted on him. And then they showed, because fascia is like the lining of the muscles. When that lining shrinks from over workout or whatever, or you expand the muscle
the fascia atrophies when you don't move.
So when you work out, when it's tight anyway, they got him and they shrunk his bodysuit on the right side. And then he could barely walk.
Yeah.
So his body, he was tight on the right, and then on the left, he was loose. And then it was so clear to me how important the fascia is. So we have things to release the fascia, like the fascinator. There's a guy who does fascial release here. He's a trainer in Shangri-La. His name is Ronald. And he has this gadget. It's like the guaza.
Yeah.
It has like little teeth. And so it can go deep into the fascia. And you know, the moment I do it with him, I feel like my body is breathing again. You know, it's really like your whole body, you know, you're like only your lungs breathe. But when all the circulation is moving around and everything is loose again, it feels really great. And I'm sure it will also decrease the tension. So somehow we can work it into the acne thing because we always digress.
Because acne is caused by a level of stress. And the more you do physical activities such as yoga, and yoga is great for lengthening out the fascia. Because again, when we don't move, our fascia dies and it shortens. Mm-hmm. And the only way to expand the fascia is through movement, through stretching and exercise, and releasing all those good kind of stress reduces, you know, all the emotional problems that we face, emotional stress. And especially now with lockdown, a lot of people who are living in small apartments discovered yoga because all you need is a mat and you don't need a lot of space to do it. So it's interesting to see this huge interest in the wellness space, especially in meditation and in learning how to address these problems, because the acne, all of our skin problems are also caused by
related
whatever it is.
Emotional tension, etc. Anyway, yeah. Guys, we will talk about fashionably somewhere in another podcast. We hope to really bring you the cutting edge about health, and Kat is an expert at there about this. If you guys have any questions, feel free to reach us at our Instagram. So Katrina's is at Katrina Razon. It's K-A-T-R-I-N-A. Razon is R-A-Z-Z-O-N. And my IG is Victoria. Whoa, and my queen Victoria name. Victoria underscore Bello. So you guys, maybe you're looking for Vicky Bello. No. I'm Victoria underscore Bello. And send us your questions because we would really love to hear from you. And we would love to help, you know, help educate everyone because education is power. Education is the key to living a really good life. Some people go, I didn't know that. I've been doing that and I didn't know that. So that's why this podcast is really to educate you. This is your only face and body, as I say. Please take good care of it. And on that note, thank you again, Kat. We'll see you guys next week. Please send us your questions so we can address them.
Thanks, guys. And please send us your questions. We'd love to hear about your concerns, and we'd love to provide some helpful answers and constructive advice as well. So please don't feel shy. Reach out to us. Give us some feedback. Thanks so much for listening this week.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Beauty Authority Podcast. Make sure to follow and subscribe to the show so you won't miss out on new episodes.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.